from OCTV.
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Hello and welcome to the Current OC. I'm Taylor Mulford.
And I'm Rye Chowdhury. Can you believe we've reached the end of October and the Halloween spirit has taken over?
Now, do you want a trick or a treat?
I'll stick with the treat for now.
Well, how about some trivia? Did you know the phrase trick-or-treat started in Canada in the 1920s? Apparently, some pranksters demanded treats from homeowners or they would play a trick on the house.
Interesting. That's a solid Halloween history lesson. Let's get to the halls to see who had the best costume.
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
Our Current OC camera is out bright and early to catch those in the Halloween spirit. We heard the SWAT team was called to check out what was going on the second floor. What's Halloween without a good scare? Sorry, Mrs. Georges. We had Cokes, clergy, hot dogs, bananas, and even a taco. There were some great costumes. We hope everyone had a fantastic Halloween. Well, if you know the Current OC's Joe Mayan, you know he's arguably the biggest Halloween fan in the school. From his elf costume to Michael Myers, he usually goes all in.
Yeah, and you never know what costume he's going with next. So here's Joe, in dressed as the Terrifier, to find out what the best Halloween costume is of all time.
What's your favorite Halloween costume?
My favorite Halloween costume is definitely the one you're wearing.
What's your all-time favorite Halloween costume?
The Sheriff.
All right.
That one.
I'd have to say.
What's your all-time favorite Halloween costume?
Probably the gorilla.
The Grinch. I've seen better, but I personally like the Grinch. I was supposed to go for the Grinch, but couldn't find it.
What's your all-time favorite Halloween costume?
I'd have to say that Barney inflatable one.
My favorite Halloween costume are probably like the Grinch Minion combo. I feel like it's so funny and like seeing people walk around with it, it's just hilarious.
What's your all-time favorite Halloween costume?
John Cena, 2014.
Favorite of all time, when Mr. Weaver dressed up as the Wizard.
What's your all-time favorite Halloween costume?
Let's see. I love when people dress up as like the peanut butter and jelly. I think that's fun.
Good job, Joe. My favorite is Miss Scioli in the Gandalf costume. How about you, Rye?
My favorite costume is the Jesus costume. And speaking of costumes, Red Raider Nation better be dressed up and ready to go for tonight's big game. Here's Cameron Williams with sports.
Thanks, ladies. It should be a fired up crowd at Carey Stadium tonight as the Red Raiders host the Redbirds from Allentown in the first round of the Group 3 playoffs. From here on out, it's win or go home. Survive in advance. For OC, this is the time to put it all together and make a state title run.
It's time. It's playoff time. Do or die.
We need you.
Be loud.
Be proud.
On every down.
Controlled chaos at Carey Stadium.
Let's go, Raider Nation. Friday night, be there.
Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. Let's bring the noise, OC. Now switching gears to our cross-country team, senior Maeve Smith has been a standout the past three seasons. Among the top runners in the state, Maeve made her decision this week to continue her running career at Villanova University. Maeve is looking forward to racing on the main line as a Wildcat, but before that, she wants her OC team to finish strong with a sectional title and even more. Quiet and reserved, Maeve is a fierce competitor. She says much of her success goes to her OC coaches.
They mean a lot to me. It's like they taught me everything I know. I didn't know anything about running. And so yeah, they've definitely like made me the runner I am today.
I'll tell you what, I might be more excited than Maeve is, which is hard to say. She just deserves the best. You know, she's the greatest. She's the leader of our team, and she works so hard. So it's nice to see that hard work kind of come to fruition. I mean, Maeve's come so far. She really has set the tone for the school, I think, in the fall season. She went from freshman year not running at all to first season making me the champs as a sophomore in the winter time to now having multiple Division I offers and really having to make decisions. So It's just so fun to watch her enjoy it all, beat everybody, and have some goals coming up. So it'll be fun to watch her keep racing.
Congratulations to Maeve, and also to senior Chloe Kerr, who just announced she's headed to St. Joe's to run cross country as well. Now let's kick it over to Bryn Gallagher for your Friday night forecast. Hey, Bryn.
Thanks, Cameron. Before we get to the forecast, an important reminder for everyone, you get an extra hour of sleep this weekend. Remember to set your clocks back an hour on Saturday night for daylight savings time. You'll get more sleep Sunday morning, but be ready. The sun will be setting around 5 o'clock now. Now to tonight's forecast, we have another dry and stellar weekend ahead of us. If you're going to the football game or just hanging out, we'll have cloudy skies with temps in the low 60s. Watch out, it's expected to be breezy, so the winds will definitely be a factor. And taking a look at the 7-day forecast, no rain in sight as temperatures are still above normal. Hard to believe we're heading into November. Thanksgiving is just a few weeks away.
Thanks, Bryn. Well, that would do us for this edition of the Current OC.
Remember to log on and catch all of our shows and additional content by visiting OCNJTV.com.
We're also on social media at OCNJTV, so be sure to give us a like and follow.
For Taylor, Cameron, and Bryn, I'm Rye Chowdhury. Thanks for watching.